From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Cholesterol drugs are some of the hottest pharmaceutical products on the market. But a new study takes a look at what happens when people try what some consider a more natural approach, a dietary supplement called red rice yeast. The study is published today in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings. As NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, the results come with one major caveat.
Barry Barron is a 59-year-old engineer who lives in the suburbs of Philadelphia. These days, he's trying to eat right, walk the cul-de-sac with his wife in the evenings, and to keep his cholesterol in check, he's taking capsules of red rice yeast. His whole wellness program began as a fluke a few years ago when he learned from his doctor that his blood pressure and cholesterol were way too high. At first, he was dismissive.
And I sort of put it in the back of my mind and said, you know, it's really not that big of a deal.
But then he met a cardiologist named David Becker, who runs a program called Change of Heart. Becker was looking for patients like Barron, who were at risk of having heart attacks or strokes, to participate in a 12-week experiment.
The key point is to get people to try to make lifestyle changes.
Becker also wanted to compare what happens to cholesterol levels when you add a standard cholesterol-lowering drug, such as the statin Zocor, versus the dietary supplement red rice yeast. Becker said he'd been hearing anecdotes for years that red rice yeast works. In fact, the original statin drugs were derived from a similar yeast. To test this, he put about 35 patients on Zocor and 35 others on red rice yeast.
And after 12 weeks, the results were virtually indistinguishable.
Meaning patients in both groups significantly reduced their cholesterol levels, especially the bad type of cholesterol called low-density lipoproteins.
The LDL went down in both groups about 40%.
Becker says he can't say for certain how much the diet and exercise were responsible for the improvements, but he has noticed that red rice yeast doesn't seem to produce the muscle cramping that is sometimes a side effect of statin drugs.
If you're very anxious to avoid cholesterol medications, or if you've had side effects from those medications, then this might be an alternative.
Becker says he would never take certain patients off statin drugs. This includes people who have advanced heart disease, meaning they've already had a heart attack, angioplasty, or stents. For them, statin medications can be life-saving. But for people such as 59-year-old Barry Barron, who had only high cholesterol but no other signs of illness, the combination of lifestyle changes and supplements seems to be working well.
I just had a stress test done and went with flying colors. I actually improved my health.
Barron says he knows he's got to have the discipline to keep up the exercise and diet. That's in his control. But here's the caution with red rice yeast. The capsules used during the study were tested and certified for their potency and purity. But cardiologist David Becker says that's not necessarily the case for all bottles of red rice yeast that you'll find on drugstore shelves.
You just don't know what you're getting. And you can get a batch one time, which is perfect and lowers your cholesterol, and then you can get another batch from the same company that might not be as good because nothing's regulated.
A new analysis out today from the supplement testing company ConsumerLab.com confirms this point. ConsumerLab's Todd Cooperman says he tested 10 brands of red rice yeast and found shocking differences in concentrations of the main active ingredient called lovastatin.
We found a 100-fold difference. One product had over 10 milligrams of lovastatin per pill. Another one had less than 0.1 milligrams of lovastatin.
Another finding is that 4 of the 10 brands were contaminated with a substance called citrinine, which is known to be toxic to the kidneys. All of this information puts consumers in a tough spot. The results of red rice yeast are promising, but as with all unregulated supplements, problems with quality control and contamination undermine confidence. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.